So this is part two from what I said earlier, or what I was speaking about earlier. Just to clarify, because obviously some people may not know what I meant by being so focused on not giving a fuck. So I'll just tell you a little bit more about my life, I guess, kind of explaining what I meant by what I said earlier. So basically, I've almost died in about at least, I could say at least three or four situations. To explain, one time I went to go do a drug deal with someone and ended up having a gun to my head. Wasn't even my drug deal. I was literally just a bystander in the car, but I happened to be the one with the gun to my head. Also, I'll give you another scenario. I was driving my car and I crashed it in the middle of nowhere, driving home from work in the rain, and I didn't have a cell phone. And I ended up hydroplaning into a tree about 40 feet off the road, at least, probably more. It knocked me out. I woke up and first impulse was to start cursing in the street in the middle of nowhere with no street lights and farmland, and the only light that I had was the lights in my car, and thank God I still had that light. Otherwise nobody would have seen me out there. And I ended up, I was walking and everything. I didn't feel any pain because of the adrenaline rush, but come to find out, well, first and foremost, I was waving down cars. Nobody would stop because, once again, I did not have a cell phone. And I was waving down cars. Eventually, someone, a nice couple, stopped for me because no one else would. And they stopped and actually allowed me to call my mother to come pick me up. And I hate to say this word, but coincidentally, a whole bunch of ambulances and fire trucks and police cars came right after I was saved by these two random people that came and stopped for me. Long story short, though, I went to the hospital. I had internal bleeding. I had a chipped spinal cord. The doctor told me that I was like literally a hair fracture away from being paralyzed from the neck down. Another scenario, I lived in this apartment complex, was there for a month. Basically, I was into a bunch of dumb shit, and I had a few roommates. I happened to have one roommate who was very special. He was autistic, and he was special to me in a sense, not from being autistic, but just to the fact that he was my guardian angel at that time, and I had no idea, and I took that for granted. I also had someone else who was caught up in a bunch of bullshit, and he was also living with me. He just so happened to be the innocent bystander one night when I got home at 2 o'clock in the morning. Somebody was watching my apartment, and just so happened that I went to the bathroom. When I came out of the bathroom, I was heavily intoxicated also, just to clarify that too. And when I came out of the bathroom, I just so happened to see a home invasion happen right before my eyes. And me being intoxicated, I thought it was a joke because I was at a low frequency. I wasn't paying attention to my surroundings in the way that I should have been. And I witnessed my autistic friend, get murdered in front of me. It happened so fast because there were no words said, but it happened so fast that I couldn't react even if I wanted to. And people would probably say, why didn't I go out there and do something? But if you were in that situation, you probably wouldn't even do anything either. I almost died that night also. I've had many situations where I've almost died, and that's just three. I'm not gonna name everything, but let's just say I've been shot at. I've almost died a lot of times. So I definitely have purpose. I know I have purpose. I know we all have purpose in this life. So to clarify what I meant in my last podcast, stating that I was so focused on not giving a fuck, that's basically what I meant. I put myself in situations that I know I could have definitely avoided if I just focused on my path instead of focusing on not giving a fuck. Now I give a fuck, you know, and I have more than a million reasons to give a fuck, even though I had those reasons before, but I just didn't have them available to my perception. The reason why I'm even doing this podcast, honestly, is because of paying attention, getting things brought to my attention randomly. It's very, very funny, I guess you could say, how things get brought to your attention. And it can be the most random, minuscule, to me not minuscule, but minuscule from anyone else's perception. It could be the most random things that just smack you in your face. And sometimes you can't even explain how it smacked you in your face. But I know for a fact that if that incident that I'm speaking of, that I won't speak of, didn't happen, I probably wouldn't have been this person that I am right now. So, with that being said, always welcome every experience that you receive. Because, good or bad, it's gonna always be something that will teach you a lesson, whether you like it or not. It's about you taking that lesson and not taking it as a negative, if you understand where I'm coming from. Because if you take it as a negative, you'll probably be confused as to what you learn from it. And not necessarily just not like taking it as a negative, because you can take it as a negative. I'm not saying you can't, but just understand it, you know? Try to figure out what was the purpose of that. And with trying to figure that out, have the understanding that everything has a purpose. Because without purpose, what is anything?